This is a Heinz tomato ketchup box constructed by Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol was born August 6, 1928 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He was a movie director and a writer in addition to being the brilliant artist that he was. A main contribution to the art world of Andy Warhol's was that of the new pop art. Pop art was capturing simplicity and basicality of things in a person's life in a form of art, big or small, painting or sculpture. It also brought abstract ideas and illustrated them to the viewer. He painted many similar paintings like this of Campbell's soup cans and Coca-Cola bottles. His most famous piece, Eight Elvises, sold for $100 million in 2008, making it one of the most valuable paintings ever. From anywhere up close, except up close, this looks exactly like a cardboard box that would carry a large quantity of ketchup. However, when a person gets up close, then it will become apparent to the viewer that this box is actually a painted wood box. This has the unique ability to be dull and ordinary, while at the same time being something that is difficult to stop looking at and making you want to understand it. Despite this being an art piece from 1970, it is still very relevant to our lives today, many years later. Many fast food restaurants today, if not all, have ketchup ready to be used lying on the table for customers. The average American consumes 71 pounds of ketchup annually, which makes for a total of 5,609 pounds in their lifetime. This massive demand is what Heinz capitalizes on. Being the biggest ketchup company in the world, they have little competition. These are likely some of the great reasons that Andy Warhol chose to make this interesting sculpture that is undeniably one of the most simple yet enjoyable pieces in the entire Spencer Museum of Art.